Hello and welcome to A Cornucopia of Tales and Tellers. I'm Simona and today I'm here on my own as it's busy time for the both of us. So we're doing our best to keep up with the project and what we're doing here at A Cornucopia of Tales and Tellers, as we really believe in the project itself and in what it brings to us and to the world. We've got some really nice episodes lined up. We've got some special guests with interviews and stories, and we also have some other episodes with just stories and discussions. But this time I wanted to try something a bit different. So I've got a poem for you, and it's a poem about a really famous story that I'm going to tell you. The poem is titled Locks, and it's by the famous fiction writer Neil Gaiman, one of my favorite writers of all time. And I really think that this poem gives us a nice view on what it means to tell stories to kids and the rapport between a father who tells a story and a daughter, and what it means to tell stories to kids and see that they love what you're doing with them, what you're giving them, and that maybe they'll pass it on to someone else. We owe it to each other to tell stories. As people, simply, not as father and daughter. I tell it to you for the 100th time. There was a little girl called Goldilocks, for her hair was long and golden. She was walking in the wood, and she saw cows. You say it with certainty, remembering the straight heifers we saw in the woods behind the house last month. Well, yes, perhaps she saw cows, but also she saw a house. A great big house, you tell me. No, a little house, all painted, neat and tidy. A great big house. You have the conviction of all two-year-olds. I wish I had such certitude. Ah, yes, a great big house. And she went in. I remember, as I tell it, that the locks of Sutney's heroine had silvered with age. The old woman and the three bears. Perhaps they had been golden once when she was a child. And now we are already up to the porridge, and it was too hot, and it was too cold, and then it was, with chorus, just right. The porridge is eaten, the baby's chair is shattered. Goldilocks goes upstairs, examines the beds and sleeps unwisely. But then the bears return, remembering Sati. Still, I do the voices. Father Bear's gruff boom scares you, and you delight in it. When I was a small child and heard a tale, if I was anyone, I was Baby Bear. My porridge eaten and my chair destroyed, my bed inhabited by some strange girl. You giggle when I do the baby's wail. Someone's been eating my porridge, and they've eaten it. All up, you say. A response it is, or an amen. The bears go upstairs hesitantly. Their house now feels desecrated. They realize what locks are for. They reach the bedroom. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. And here I hesitate, echoes of old jokes, softcore cartoons, crude headlines in my head. One day, your mouth would curl at that line. A loss of interest. Later, innocence. Innocence, as if it were a commodity. And if I could, my father wrote to me, huge as a bear himself when I was younger, I would dower you with experience, without experience. And I, in turn, would pass that on to you. But we make our own mistakes. We sleep unwisely. The repetition echoes down the years. When your children grow, when your dark locks begin to silver, when you are an old woman, alone with your three bears, what will you see? What stories will you tell? And then Goldilocks jumped out of the window and she ran, together now, all the way home. And then you say, again, again, again. We owe it to each other to tell stories. These days, my sympathies with Father Bear. Before I leave my house, I lock the door and check each bed and chair on my return. Again, again, again. Long, long ago, there lived a little girl with long, curly, golden hair. And one day, she was walking in the forest when she started feeling tired and hungry. But in the distance, she saw a little house. She ran there. She looked through the windows. Oh, she couldn't see anybody inside. She knocked at the door. Nobody answered. So she tried opening the door and... Mink! Goldilocks looked inside the house. She called, "Hello! Is anybody here?" But nobody answered. The house was empty. But, as I told you before, Goldilocks was really hungry. So she looked inside the house and she saw on the table three bowls full of porridge. Oh, porridge. Oh, this must be for someone, but I'm so hungry and... The house is empty. I'll just try a little bit of porridge. And Goldilocks tried the porridge from the first bowl. Ugh, this is too cold. She went to the second bowl. This is too hot. And then she went to the third bowl. She tried the porridge and... this is just right. And she ate it all until the bowl was empty. Then Goldilocks started feeling tired. But she saw that around the table there were three chairs. She sat on the first chair and said, no, this chair is too hard. And then she went to the second chair. Oh no, this chair is too soft. And then she went to the third chair. She sat down and said, oh, wow, this chair is just right. But she was sitting down comfortably when, oh, the chair broke and she fell to the floor. Ouch, oh, my bottom. So Goldilocks thought, well, where can I sit? What can I do? She was so tired, but she saw stairs, going upstairs. So she went upstairs and there were three beds. She tried the first bed. Oh, no. This bed is too big. So she went to the second one. Oh no, this bed is again too big. So she went to the third bed and she tried it and it was just right. I'm so tired. And Goldilocks fell asleep. While she was sleeping, the family of bears who lived in the house came back home. They found the door ajar, and you can guess how surprised they were to see their house in disarray. They immediately went to the table and Daddy Bear said,
"Oh, someone's eaten my porridge."
And Mommy Bear said, "Oh, someone's eaten my porridge." And then Baby Bear said, "Oh, someone is eating my porridge and it's all gone." And then they looked at the chair. "Oh," said Daddy Bear,
"someone sat on my chair."
And Mommy Bear said, "Oh, someone sat on my chair." And Baby Bear said, "Oh, someone sat on my chair and it's broken." And then the three bears went upstairs. And Daddy Bear looked at his bed and said,
"Oh, someone's been sleeping in my bed."
And Mommy Bear said, "Oh, someone's been sleeping in my bed." And Baby Bear said, "Oh, someone's been sleeping in my bed and they're still there." And Goldilocks woke up. She looked at the three bears. She was so scared that she jumped out of the window and ran away, never to go back again. So, thank you very much for being with us once more. I hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, let us know what you think about it. And if you'd like to hear us do something in particular. And we'll see you very soon with another episode of A Cornucopia of Tales and Tellers. But until then, goodbye! Ciao!